A report from a Boston-based think tank this week said the Massachusetts highway system is staring at a $240 million budget deficit next year. And the MBTA, the state's largest regional transit authority serving Greater Boston, will be in the red to the tune of $130 million. The new report from the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University comes almost 6 years after a bipartisan commission first sounded an alarm about the state transportation system's unsustainable financial condition. The Patrick administration has until January 7th to deliver to the state legislature a proposal to close the gap between what is currently spent and what is needed to maintain and operate the state's highways, bridges, and mass transit.
Everything is on the table. The administration owes the legislature this January a long-term finance plan. There needs to be a generational solve because we have a generational responsibility to solve it.
The Massachusetts Transportation Secretary, Richard Davey, who has held a series of public hearings all across the state this fall to raise awareness of what's to come.
And I hear unanimously that they want more, not less. They want more transit service. They want flat roads, they want bridges that are functional. So we've got to find a way to fund it.
The gasoline tax, the primary source of revenue for highway repairs in Massachusetts, has been at 21 cents per gallon since 1991. The Patrick administration tried unsuccessfully to raise it in 2009. In addition to revisiting the gasoline tax, the administration is likely to look at other taxes, higher tolls, and perhaps revenue from casinos. The state is putting more money into a major transportation project in western Massachusetts. Governor Patrick Tuesday announced the state will close a $4 million funding gap for the reconstruction of Union Station in Springfield.
Your Commonwealth is proud to invest in a seed project, which is about generating jobs and opportunity on this project, but beyond this project in this community, in this city, and in this region.
Governor Patrick announced the additional state funding as he took part in a ceremonial demolition of a section of the wall of the derelict train station to kick off what will be a $48 million renovation. The project will create a transportation hub in Springfield for future high-speed rail in the Northeast. Governor Patrick said expanding passenger rail is connected to economic recovery.
Investing today for tomorrow is something that is a difference we've tried to bring to this administration. And we're doing it in Springfield. We're doing it all over the Commonwealth.
The state has now put almost $10 million into the Union Station project in Springfield. The bulk of the money for the project has come from the federal government through the efforts of Congressman Richard Neal. Neal has championed efforts to revitalize Union Station since he was the mayor of Springfield almost three decades ago.
I could tell you that cities were being reborn around Union Stations. And then when you think of these landmarks that were torn down, it's tragic.
Springfield's current mayor, Dominic Sarno, believes firmly that the Union Station project will provide an economic lift to downtown.
It's really time to be bullish on the city of Springfield. And I think a lot of people from the outside are seeing that, and I believe a lot of people from the inside are starting to sense that.
The new Union Station will bring to one location services for regional transit buses, intercity buses, Amtrak, and commuter train. It's expected to be online by late 2014 or early 2015. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.